Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. We are continuing our discussion of Ralph Waldo Emerson's timeless classic, Self-Reliance. If you haven't read it, recently, pick it up. Some of it's archaic. Some of it's a little hard to understand. My criticism of it is he uses the word masculine over and over again as a positive trait and feminine as a negative trait. He only does that once or twice, but still it just shows the time in which it was written, you know, the mid-1800s. So anyway, we're up to, I love this. I'm going to say that every single time. You realize that. Every time I do one of these, I love this. God will not have his work made manifest by cowards. Let me say that again. God will not have his work made manifest by cowards. When you think of anyone who's ever accomplished anything that we would consider to be God's work, from civil rights to the advancement of human beings to the advancement of technology, you've got to be a pretty brave person. From Dr. Martin Luther King to Rosa Parks, to Harriet Tubman in civil rights, to John Lewis, all the way up to and including people who are bringing us, as I say, better technology and better business practices. You've got to be a person who is not afraid. The opposite of coward is brave. You've got to be someone who is brave. Deep within each of us, and we talked about this in an earlier, or is it later? I don't recall, but it talks about how the iron string, that our hearts vibrate with the iron string of trust thyself. The same is true in this situation. We are to focus on and to believe in and to give all that we have to what it is that we wish to have made manifest, and not to be cowardice, but to be courageous. Courage is often just taking the next step. The biggest thing that we have to overcome that scares the tar out of us is the stuff that's in here, the what may happen, the what could happen, the what possibly could happen. We've got to overcome that. We've got to be brave enough to overcome that muck in our head that tells us we can't and we're not good enough. That's where the bravery comes in. The rest is just execution. You catch what I'm saying? Getting over the negativity and the fear in our heads, that's where the bravery comes from. The rest is just execution. So if there's something in your life that you wish to create, cause to come about, instigate, implement, experience, you've got to be brave. You've got to step out there and overcome whatever is limiting you from doing it, because if it were easy, you would have done it already. So face it. Face up. Take a brave step today. You'll be surprised at how quickly things will move in your favor. Be sure and leave your questions or comments below, and I'll respond. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.